We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Hilchas Yayin Nesech, Halacha Beis. That's where we're up to. Ki Isa B'maymar Posach Rabbi Shimon B'Likutei HaRishoyim, Rabbeinu Zal writes, in Torah Samach, in the first half of Likutei Moran, famous chapter, Posach Rabbi Shimon, Shayidei Sipurei Maisius Ma'urin Me'ashena, that there are certain stories that have the ability to wake a person out of sleep. All of us are familiar with the term bedtime story, that very often parents, when they want to put kids to sleep, they tell them a story. Rabbeinu Zal said, as we're going to see later, that this is one of the things that he disagrees with the world. And the world says that a story puts somebody to sleep. And I say that a story is supposed to wake somebody up, to inspire a person who's spiritually asleep. And you want to wake them up, one of the most powerful weapons is a story, the right kind of story. There are people who are sleeping away their lives. There are some people who have fallen into a spiritual sleep as a result of eating improperly, taivas achila, eating too much, eating the wrong foods. Rabbeinu Zal says over, ki kemoi shebegashmius, yesh ma'acholim shemar ben shena, v'yesh lehefech. Because just like on a physical level, we know that there are certain foods that make a person tired. We have the famous story in the Navi with Sisera. She gave him cheese and to make him thirsty and warm milk to drink. And that caused him to be very tired, go to sleep, and that's how she killed him, Yael. And we know also wine can put a person can make a person tired. V'yesh lehefech. And there are other foods that perk a person up, that make a person feel alive and well. Coffee, other things, caffeine. Kemoikein baruchnius, so too spiritually, yesh macholim shelein izbararu adayim. There are foods which have not yet been perfected. They haven't reached their completion. Shehein mevin shein alodim, which can make a person tired, can impose spiritual sleep on the person. Dahainu histalkus hadas v'amoichen, meaning that the person loses his sechel, his das, his moichen, his intelligence. Shehem b'chinas ponim, which is also referred to as ponim, the sechel of a person, the moichen of a person, is referred to as the face of the person. Shenim shochim b'chinas shivim ponim la'Torah, which come from the 70 faces of the Torah, the 70 interpretations of the Torah. Sheze Iker b'chinas sheina chas v'shalom. And this is the real sleep. When we talk about sleep, the real spiritual sleep is dahainu she'oived es ponov, when the person loses his face. When we speak about face here, shehu hadas v'hamoichen, meaning his sechel. But you know, there's a pasuk, chochma sodom to'ir ponov. The intelligence of a person lights up his face. That's the light on the face. So when a person loses his, the term losing one's ponim means losing his moichen, his sechel. Sheheim ikra hachiyus, which is the main spiritual life of the person, b'chinas hachochmo techaya. As the pasuk says in Koheles, chochma gives life to a person. V'yesh echod she'oived es kol hashivim ponim chas v'shom. There is a person who could actually lose his connection to all 70 faces of the Torah. He becomes unplugged completely from the Torah, from all 70 interpretations of the Torah, from all 70 faces of the Torah. Sheze b'chinas shenoifel l'sheino shivim shono chas v'shom. This is the concept of a person falling asleep for 70 years, chas v'shom, which means an entire lifetime. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal refers to this. He mentions the famous story of the Gemara about Choni Amagol, who fell asleep for 70 years. And Rabbeinu Zal, in interpreting the story, explains that this refers to a person who falls from all 70 faces of the Torah. Vayidei Sipurei Maisius, Ma'oren Min Hashena. And by telling stories, we wake people up out of their spiritual sleep. V'yesh sipurei ma'isiyas shein b'chinas b'kerev shonim, v'yesh sipurei ma'isiyas shel shonim kadmoinios shehim givoyin lemalo mikol hashivim ponim shel ha'Torah. There are stories that are bekerev shonim, stories that are more recent, stories that refer to events or circumstances that are more recent, closer to our time. And then there are stories that are mishonim katmonios. There are ancient stories, stories that go back way, way far back. And Rabbi Nizal says that these stories of shonim katmonios are a higher level than all 70 faces of the Torah, all 70 levels and 70 interpretations of the Torah. Shekol hashivim ponim mekabla mishom. All 70 faces of the Torah receive from these sipurei maisius mishonim kadmonios. We know that kaviyochel Hashem started the Torah with stories. The first chumash, the entire first chumash, and half of the second chumash is all stories. That's Torah. Kitzrichin lahalbish haponim shel haTorah b'sipurei maisius mishalosh taimen ayin shom. Rabbi Nizal over there in Torah Samach explains that when people are in a yerida, when people fall spiritually, and you want to bring them back, you want to revive them, you want to turn them back on, one of the best things to use to do it is stories. And Rabbi Nizal over there gives three reasons, three explanations why. And again, we have to be malbish, the ponim, the sechel. We have to take sechel, Torah, and dress it up in stories for these people. This is what Rabbi Nizal discusses over there in that Torah, in the Kutei Maran, Torah Samach. And that Torah actually serves as an introduction to Rabbi Nizal's Sefer of Sipurei Maisius, the famous 13 stories that Rabbi Nizal told, which are Sipurei Maisius Mishonim Kadmonios. Those are type A stories, the stories that go way, way back to the beginning, and stories that are considered to be the most powerful inspiration in waking a person up out of a spiritual sleep. This is the introduction. Now Rabbi Nosson Zal begins his explanation about the topic of Yayin Nesach, drawing on, you know, different aspects of that chapter in Likutei Maran. V'zeh b'chinas isur Yayin Nesach, based on that term in Likutei Maran, where it mentions that there are foods that can put a person to sleep, that if a person eats food, for example, shenot lo nizbarer kol tzorcha, it wasn't refined completely, that food could put a person... Rabbi Nosson Zal says this is also tied into the isur of drinking Yayin Nesach, wine of a from a goy. Shenoga boy akum, that shahayayin, shenoga boy akum, nesar miyad. To the point where the Torah tells us that even if a goy touches wine, it becomes forbidden immediately. Ki hayayin mevi sheno, kinira b'chush. Because we know that wine makes a person tired, makes a person sleepy, as we see in actual life. We know, for example, the association, the halacha says in Hilchas Purim, we know the Gemara says that it's a mitzvah, chayiv inish lebesumi bepiria, a Jew is obligated to drink on Purim. And one of the opinions in halacha is that for those people who can't, or for those people who are afraid that if they'll drink wine to excess, they'll do something wrong or they'll say something wrong, if they go to sleep, sleeping is also a bechina. If they drink a little wine and then go to sleep, that's comparable to drinking wine. Because yain is bechina's shena. Yain mevi shena. V'alkein tzrichin lishmores hayayin b'yoyser mimagakum. This is why we have to be extra careful to guard wine from being touched by a goy. Ki tekev kishnoigea boy hoakum nimshach hayayin lebechinas shena. Because as soon as the goy touches the wine, that wine is drawn to the aspect of sleep, shehu histalkus hashivim ponim shel haTorah Kedoshah, which means disengaging, unplugging oneself from the 70 faces of the Torah. The Gemara says that sleep is 1/60th of death. So sleep is a concept of histalchus amoichin. Usually when a person goes to sleep, the neshama leaves the person. We know when we get up in the morning, we make a bracha, hamachzir neshamois levgorim mesim. So sleep is referred to as an union of histalkus hamoichen, histalkus hadas, and it's a concept of histalkus of these 70 faces of the Torah. Ki ho'akum heim bechinas anpen chashuchin. Hepech anpen nehirin, shem ashivim ponim la'Torah, shem anpen nehirin. Because non-Jews are referred to in the Sifrei Kabbalah as dark faces, compared to the Torah HaKdosha, which is referred to as Shivim Ponim, Anpin Nehirin, a lit up face. The Kedusha is referred to as a face that shines. We said before, Chochmas Sodom Torah Ponov. There's another pasuk, Lev Someach Yetiv Ponim, a heart that's happy, brings light to the person's face. And the Lahavdil, the Goyim, the non-Jews, who reject Chochmah of Kedusha, then they rejected the Torah, they're referred to as Anpen Chashuchen, dark faces. The opposite of the Shivim Ponim LaTorah. Kemuva b'divrei Rabbein Ezal b'mokam achar, as Rabbein Ezal discusses in chapter 23 in Likutei Moran. Umachmas shayayin mevi sheino, because of the fact that wine leads to sleep. And wine has a connection to this sleep, which is the absence of the shivim ponim. Alkein takeif kishenoygim boy hoakum shehem iker bechinas hashena de sitra achra bechinas histalkus hashivim ponim shel Torah. Therefore, immediately when the goy touches it, the goy who is the essence of sleep of the sitra achra, who is the concept of histalkus of the shivim ponim shel Torah, ki hoakum heim shivim umin. Because the non-Jews are 70 nations, they are the opposite of the Shivim Ponim Shel Torah. Alkein takev kishnoigei ohakum bayayin, azayin nimshach hayayin lebechina shena, bechina sestalkus hashivim ponim la'Torah. Therefore, as soon as the goy touches the wine, he draws that wine to the aspect of shena, the istalkus of shivim ponim la'Torah. If you recall, we've learned many times earlier that wine is something that can go either way. In the previous halacha, we just learned that wine is Eitz Hadas Toivora. It says by the Eitz Hadas that Chava squeezed grapes and she gave it to him. So we see that Yayin is Toivora. It can go either way. It can be Yayin, can be Moichen Dikdusha. Wine can expand the brain, expand the person's consciousness, give a person a higher level of thinking. The Gemara says, Chamra Varechni Pikhin, that wine and besomim pikhin, they open up a person's brain. That's when it's bigdusha. But when yayin gets drawn towards tumah, when a non-Jew touches the wine, he pulls it in the other direction, where it's the opposite of moichin. It's a loss of my histalkus hadas. V'alkein hu osur lanu. And that's why at that point, after the goy touched the wine, and the wine lost its kesher to the shivim ponim shel Torah, therefore the wine is forbidden to us. V'alkein nikro yayin nesech. This is why the Gemara uses this term specifically, yayin nesech, shehu bechinas sheino. Nesech is a word that's associated with sleep. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, ki nosach Hashem aleichem ruach tardema vayatzem eseinechem. Hashem placed upon you a spirit of deep sleep. Tardema means a deep sleep, and he closed your eyes. Kalidei magaha. That's nesach. Ki nosach Hashem aleichem. So we see yayin nesach is a concept of shena, histalkus amoichem. Kalidei maga hoakum bayayin nasa hayayin b'chinas nesach, shu b'chinas shena, b'chinas histalkus hashivim ponim, shu klolius hakdusha kanal. By the goy touching it, it becomes nesach, shena, the loss of the shivim ponim, and those shivim ponim represent the totality of kedusha. Ki yayin bigimatria shivim. We know that the word yayin itself is bigimatria 70. K'moshom Rabbi Senesal, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, daf memches, yayin nitan b'shivim oisius, v'soid nitan b'shivim oisius. The Gemara says that the word yayin has a numerical value of 70, and the word soid, samach vav dalet, is also 70. Nichnas yayin, yotza soid. When wine goes in, secrets come out. So by the great tzaddikim, when they would drink wine, bigdusha, you would be able to see that their brain would expand and they would start revealing secrets, the deepest secrets of Torah, the Shivim Ponim Shel Torah. Just like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal was Zoicha to give us the Sefer Tikkunei Zohar, which is the deepest Sefer of Torah. And it's the pinnacle of the Zohar HaKadosh, of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal's teachings. And the Tikkunei Zohar is 70 chapters on the word Bereishis. And those 70 chapters encompass the entire Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh. Everything is found in the Tikkunei Zohar. So that represents the Shivim Ponim Shel Torah on the highest level. V'alkein bigdusho hayayin kolul mikol ha-shivim ponim. Therefore, when wine is attached to holiness, it's a composite of all 70 faces of the Torah, all 70 lights. V'alkein lehefech tekev kishnge bo yohakum shein b'chinas shena de sitra achra nistalken ha-shivim ponim v'nimshach le'b'chinas shena shebchinas nesach kanal. And therefore, the opposite holds true. When the goy touches it, the goy who is b'chinas shena de sitra achra, the Shivim Ponim of Kiddusha leave, and it's drawn to sleep, which is Nesach.